USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire who was accused of sexually abusing teenage girls, was found dead this morning. He killed himself last night in his cell in the Manhattan Correctional Center, where he had been held without bail since his arrest early last month on sex trafficking charges. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown has reported on him for over a decade.
Well, I'm pretty surprised. He had allegedly tried this before, so you would have thought that they would have been paying pretty close attention to him and had, you know, people really watching him. He should have been on suicide watch as it is, so it's kind of surprising.
Documents that were released yesterday by a federal appeals court in New York revealed that former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew were all clients of Epstein, all of whom deny the accusations. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
State charges have been filed against a man who set up a panic when he walked into a Springfield, Missouri Walmart dressed in body armor, carrying a loaded rifle. Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas tells KSBR.
Obviously, what's happened in Texas and Dayton and all that kind of stuff in the last 7 days, it got called in as an active shooter call.
Police say he told them he was testing to see if Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation on Tuesday they say will allow victims of gun violence to have their day in court. The Equal Access to Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act aims to repeal federal protections blocking firearm and ammunition manufacturers, dealers, and trade groups from most civil lawsuits when a firearm is used unlawfully or in a crime. The protections date back to 2005 with the passage of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A very famous bear is turning 75. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
One federal official says Smokey Bear ranks right up there behind Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse. Since 1944, Smokey's been seen in parades, on posters, in magazines, and in TV commercials.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
All this year, he's being celebrated at events across the nation. This week, though, marks the actual 75th anniversary of his service, and it's being marked with numerous events all across the nation. Experts say his message remains important as humans cause over 60,000 wildfires each year nationwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A star football player has gotten cold feet. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As the NFL preseason continues, we're hearing that Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown is suffering from frostbite from a cryotherapy session gone wrong. Cryotherapy is a procedure that involves stepping into a cylindrical metal tube that is chilled to temperatures minus 270 degrees by nitrogen vapor. Kathy Butters is a cryotherapy expert, and she says the procedure does have many health benefits.
The main one is pain management and flushing inflammation from your body for recovery, which a lot of elite athletes will do for post-recovery workouts.
Butters was speaking there on ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.